Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and we're joined by one of the all-time greatest of the greatest, Magic Johnson, giving you the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. New documentary, They Call Me Magic, an Apple original doc featuring Magic Johnson, April 22nd, Apple TV Plus. Good morning, Magic.
Good morning, Max. How you doing, man? And what the hell Keyshawn doing somewhere else and I'm sitting here in studio?
I know, man.
No, Buck.
Tell him why, Key.
No, Buck. So check this out. When I made my spring break schedule with the kids, they had you come in when I was on break.
Okay.
Then I was supposed to fly in for Monday, but the weather out here in West Palm Beach got me.
Okay.
So, okay. You know, I couldn't get there.
Well, when you throw mama and the kids in, I can't go.
Oh, low blow.
That's it right there. I love the wife. You know, I love mama. So I saw him one time. We in Laguna. I'm with mama, Cookie, and he with mama. And so I said, oh, Key, we hanging out at the same place having brunch and everything. So I cannot say anything bad about mama, okay, Key?
Okay, all right. Well, that's good to know. But I want, since you can't say nothing bad about mama, can you tell me something good about the Lakers? Because we done dropped six straight, man. I feel like I'm playing. I can't sleep at night watching this stuff.
No, it's unfortunately bad basketball. It's not winning basketball. They can't stop anybody. You know, Key and J. Will Max, you know, the big game was Friday. I said, this is going to tell me a lot about the Lakers. Okay, this is the team that we got to beat New Orleans. Okay, it's right in front of us. Do we really want this? Can we make a move in terms of, okay, we'll put San Antonio behind us. We can beat the Pelicans. Man, we got down to winning time. Last 3 or 4 minutes, and we couldn't stop them. All we had to do was stop them. We were up 20 at one time. We were up 7 with like 5, 6 to go. I'm saying, man, we're going to win this game.
Thought they were going to win.
Yeah. Can't play defense, man. We didn't make the big play to turn the game in our favor. And then we keep making the same mistakes. So even with Russ playing, now I got to give him credit. The last 2 or 3 weeks, he's been playing good. Even yesterday against Denver, he played pretty good basketball. So even with Russell, AD, LeBron, you mean we couldn't beat the Pelicans, Key?
That's what I said, man. I couldn't. We were talking about on our pre-show yesterday, Jay. The first thing I said is I knew it was a wrap, but once I realized we were at full strength, and we couldn't beat the Pelicans, I said, I'm canceling Christmas now.
But Key, here's the thing that killed me, though, Buck, against the Pelicans, and that we're not even going to the Denver game yet. When I saw Jackson Hayes literally run LeBron over, like LeBron was on that fast break, he just ran, and nobody responded.
No.
AD went up and kind of like chirped at him, but it wasn't.
No.
And my thing is, like, when I look at championship teams, like, that would have led to something.
Oh, a skirmish, pushing. Something. Somebody going to run up and grab him. But see, we haven't been a team, Jay, all season. We haven't. We got 15 individuals. This hasn't been. We've been playing as a unit. It's been more or less a great game by LeBron, or maybe a great game by Russ, or a great game by AD. But it's never been when we do something great. Do you see everybody high-fiving, hugging? Like the other teams, they be running out to half court greeting their guys. And you don't see that with the Lakers. So it's something missing. And the fan base has just gone crazy.
Magic, when you took over the basketball operations, that was when Genie took it from Jim. Now Magic is there. And that laid the foundation for getting LeBron, right? All of a sudden it was, oh, it's the Lakers again. It's a place that guys want to go. You get And you got a champion, you got AD and a championship out of it.
Right.
That's not a small thing. That's a big thing.
Right.
Here we are now with a three-headed monster that doesn't. They're now always hurt. They're not working. is there what is to be done now going forward when you look at the Lakers?
To me, Max, it's still about a 3-year plan. You can't do a see, you tried to win it this year. You can never do that to me. To me, you always got to say, okay, what do we look like next season? But what are we going to look like the season after and the season after? To me, DeMar DeRozan, he wanted to play for the Lakers. This man is having an MVP season. I got the call from his agent. Said, hey, man, we want to come home. I know Aaron Goodwin very well. He know Aaron. So he called me. I said, okay, let me call Rob. Bam. Hey, I pass. I said, hey, talk to Aaron. You guys work that out. I'm out of it now. And it didn't happen. But they were negotiating. And then here comes this Westbrook thing out of nowhere. If you make the DeRozan signing, you trade Kuzma because he didn't want to be with the Lakers no more because of AD, blocking his minutes and his time. Young guy want minutes. He want shots. You get Buddy Hield. That's all they had to do. Buddy Hield, DeRozan.
All man, three levels.
Max, I told you.
Listen, Phoenix can't handle that. You get them two guys with AD and LeBron. Oh, man.
Mid-range take check. Outside check. Inside check.
That's all we had
all
to
the
do.
Boxes. Yep.
That's all we had to do. And then you put yourself in a position, not for just this season, you put yourself for next season and the season after. Because that's one thing about those two guys are young guys. And we needed to bring some young guys who will keep LeBron fresh, who will keep AD fresh. And then if somebody hurt, you know, you're seeing it right now with DeRozan. He could go off for 40 points. He's doing it with the Bulls. So that's what really hurt the Lakers, not making those two moves, settle moves. And guess what, J. Will? We get to keep Caruso.
Yeah. That's such a huge get.
KCP.
KCP.
Those are our best two on-ball defenders. Them guys lock up people. And I was on with Stephen A. I said, man, they can't let Caruso go. And what happened? Let him go. Unselfish. Don't care about shots. He was top 10 in steals, deflections. That Caruso, he makes a difference. And taking charges, that turns a team around. That puts you in a position to be playing winning basketball. But we don't have those guys. Nah, we brought in all these offensive dudes. So Jay, you know how that go, man. If they're not shooting well, they can't give you anything else.
Magic Johnson, Basketball Hall of Famer, arguably, in my opinion, the best point guard to ever lace him up. 5-time NBA champion, 3-time NBA MVP, and the rest is history. I don't even feel like going on the rest of the resume because
it's too long.
How much time do we have?
I'll be here all damn day. Joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Magic, with all that you just said, right? Why is it not working, though, with the three, other than the obvious port of being injured in and out of lineup, but even when they together, it just doesn't seem right. You got three future Hall of Famers that can't figure out how to win games.
Well, you just said it, and you can't put everything on Vogel, right? Sometimes when you get to that level and you've won, all those guys have won MVPs. All those guys have been superstars on other teams. I'm talking about all three of those guys. So at some point, somebody's got to say, look, man, we got to change things, or we got to do this better. Or, hey, Russ, where do you like it? Where do you like to have the ball? And let me work with you. So do you like the right side? And if I got to space out, then I'll space out for you and let you go one-on-one. Or what's the best plays that you had in Houston or Washington or OKC? So that way they can understand how to play with the man. And he has to do the same thing with them. My problem, Key, was there has been no accountability. And so somebody's got to say, you know what, fans? We haven't gotten this thing right. You know what? I haven't played well. You know, every time I didn't play well, I owned up to that. Kobe owned up to that. You know, Shaq, Kareem, James Worthy, they owned up to that. Unfortunately, with this team, it hasn't been that. And so when the fans are waiting or the writers are waiting or what happened, it's always deflection. Da-da-da-da-da. Or, well, they just play better than us. No, 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 no. You got to say, hey, we got to play better, and these are the things we have to do to get better. And so that's where the fans are upset right now, because there's no accountability on why we're not going to make the playoffs. So, Key, who's to blame? So right after that last game, they're going to have to figure out who's to blame for this mess, right? Because at least make the playoff. I mean,
the play in.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to make either the play in or the play off.
Look, I feel like I know how this movie goes. Like, the movie goes where Frank Vogel will be the scapegoat.
No question.
Right? He will be the first. But I have to ask you, man, like, is this a Rob Pelinka thing?
Well, he's got to take some blame, too. You know, you got to give Frank some blame because of defense. You got Rob, hey, you put the team together.
Yeah.
So, and then guys, somebody going to have to stand up and say, you know what, everybody, we just didn't play together well. We just didn't figure this thing out. Remember, Jay, the press killed them on signing all these old guys. Remember, everybody was saying, oh, man, this is not going to work. And then they all got mad.
Brian had that tweet. Y'all, I'm going to remember when y'all call us old.
That's right. That's right. Everybody got mad. Well, who was right? The press. All those writers knew that this thing was going to work. It came out to be true. And now I'm going to sit back and wait and see what happens and see who takes ownership. And then you might have to come back with the same team. Because
you're going to have to do something, man. They need shooting and they need.
Well, I don't think you can trade Westbrook.
AD.
Well, I don't know if he's going to pull a trigger like that after what just happened. You know, I would love to see AD just be healthy, but he has to change things himself to be healthy, right? And so that's a move, Max, but I don't think with all that's going on, you have to stand up and say, you know what, I can take the heat, and I don't think they can take the heat on trying to trade AD. Mm. You know, so, it's a thing you might have to look at. And I'm sure this, if Chicago don't play as well as, or they get bounced in the first round, Chicago should be the first one calling the Lakers. The Knicks should be calling
the Lakers.
Look
at you trying to get Caruso back real quick. Chicago.
Hey, Jay Will, I want him in the worst way.
Put you DeRozan in the package. Come on home, AD.
Come on. Jay Will, hey, you know I want Caruso back. Caruso is my man. I saw him from, we developed him from the G League. Before that, it was the D League, then the G League, and then he came up, man, and he's just been special. See, you got to have them role players. That's why Phoenix is so good. That's why Milwaukee is so good. Giannis, I mean, best in the world, right? KD, Giannis, those dudes are just, it's their league now, right? LeBron, of course, always going to be special and be the man, but those two, and then Embiid playing like a MVP, and then, man, the Joker, man, woo. I've never seen somebody move that slow and easy.
That's what I be saying, man.
Kill you all at the same time.
Oh, man. I try to tell Jay that all the time. Oh, I'm like, man, that dude got gravy boots.
Yeah, but he know what he's doing. And then he bump you. Key, he'll get down and throw that shoulder into you, bump you off, and that big man going backwards, and he just finished. And then he just go down.
Magic.
I mean,
so
he's beautiful. Go ahead, Key.
No, I was going to ask you. So when we look at this Laker team and we look at the offseason and we look at trying to figure out what we can do to rebuild it, and you had the dealings with LBJ and, and Rich Paul when you was there, is it fair that LeBron and Rich Paul get a lot of criticism for having too much influence on the Lakers organization? Is that fair?
Well, I think that all superstars, Key, are in especially in the NBA, are always going to be involved in decision making, right? And Jerry West and Dr. Buss called me, and Kobe, when he was there for 20 years, always had input, and rightfully so, because we know who can play, who can't play, and on and on and on. Now, Rich Paul has two superstars on the Lakers. You know, he represents both LeBron and AD. So, you know the agent is going to have some type of input because of that. But listen, they got to get together and make real good decisions based on not just next year, but the next couple years. Key, I don't know if you can throw a first-round pick and try to trade Russell Westbrook, because we don't have any first-round picks. So you might have to say he might have to be here and use that $47 million that he's going to make. Can you imagine Westbrook would be the highest-paid player in the NBA next year? And so, so you might have to have him play and say, listen, these 3 weeks you've been playing great, that's how I want you to play all next season, right? And so – they may have to keep this team together. Not the role players are all on one-year contracts. So you can bring in, what, nine new guys, because Horton's got to stay as well because he signed a 3 or 4 year deal. So, and maybe you would look to move him. But I don't see a lot of great moves. There might be nice small moves, but not no big moves. I don't know if you're going – I don't think they're going to trade AD. I really don't.
Magic, I'd like you to weigh in on something. Kareem had some comments about LeBron, why he's been critical of LeBron. This is at a press conference at the unveiling of a social justice trophy bearing Kareem's name, right? Mm-hmm. So he's talking about why he's been critical of LeBron.
Well, it just comes from, you know, some of the things that he's done and said are really beneath him, as far as I can see, for some of the great things that he's done. You know, he's standing on both sides of the fence almost, you know. It makes it hard for me to, you know, accept that when he's committed himself to a different take on everything. You know, it's hard to it's hard to figure out where he's standing. You know, you gotta check him out every time.
So Kareem Magic then tweeted out this response in response to the response of his comments, right? He wanted to clean it up a little bit. Today, a reporter asked me a question about LeBron James, and I regret my offhanded response, which has been blown out of proportion. For years, I've expressed my deep admiration and respect for LeBron as a community leader and athlete that hasn't changed and never will. What do you make of all of the whole thing?
Well, you know, listen, Kareem is old school, so he's been back when Bill Russell and all these Jim Brown and all these guys, Muhammad Ali, they were the first athletes to protest and get out in front and talk about all, you know, discrimination and racial equality, on and on and on. So the thing with LeBron, I don't know what he was talking about on the line, on the fence, or about different things. I'm glad that he did clean it up. Listen, LeBron is the standard for athletes today. Everybody follows him. He's been out front on a lot of issues, but not just issues. Giving scholarships, the way he carries himself. He's the ultimate role model. And then also, too, when guys talk about brand, you know, they should always look to him, right? Because his brand has always been clean and it stands for something. So Cap, you know, he probably just said, you know what, maybe I said something I shouldn't have said, because I love Kareem. He's so smart and so intelligent. And actually, Kareem is the smartest athlete I've ever met in my entire life, right? So I'm glad he cleaned it up.
Mm. Buck, they call me Magic. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, what propelled you to do something like this with Apple?
Jay, well, great question. It was really a last dance with Michael Jordan. So my phone, right after Michael's went off, that last show, my phone just started blowing up from people all over the country. When you gonna do yours? We want to hear from you now. And so, so I said, oh man, okay, I should do one. And so we got a great partner in Apple TV Plus. And then, you know, Michael, Larry Bird, President Obama, President Clinton, Snoop, all these people, different people are in it, all my business partners. So it's going to be great. And we'll launch April 22nd, mm-hmm. my family. So it's a whole take from Lansing, Michigan, Michigan State, all the way up to the Lakers, and also me being a businessman. So that's what I like about it. And I'm excited about it.
Ooh, a Magic Johnson doctor. Can't wait.
So Buck, this ain't that drama BS. That winning time. This real. This is my real folks.
Yeah, this is the real. Yeah,
it's the real one.
Thank you, Key. I haven't watched one episode, so I don't know what that is, Key. And you were right in the middle of it, you know. And I met this young fella. Key, from Duke, you know, this little point guard, man. And he was doing his thing. And I said, boy, you a bad boy. I said, Jay Will was just doing his thing. And so, you know, when you think about it, Key, I'm so happy that I'm able to tell the real story.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be fun. I'm have my kids in it. My wife is in it. You know, and people always say, well, what's the difference with you and Michael? I said, that's the difference. It was the Bulls. Mm. This is my family. This is my parents are in it, my brothers and sisters, you know, on and on and on. So everything that I've been able to do in life and inspire people and really my teammates, I love it, Max. So that's what it's all about. And my boy Key, you know, all the businesses that he built, I was there, and we had fun together, and he's still a businessman. What Jay is doing today, and I can't wait to do his show. And Max got a show. I still haven't been invited on.
I always
watch it because I got to get the boxing stuff. You are an expert in that boxing, bro. And I said, okay, this just in. He think I didn't know. See, I've been watching it.
Don't worry, Magic it every has 10 a standing in our invite. Show.
Yeah, Magic's got a handsome host at this just in. I don't know much about it, but a handsome host. I noticed that. The great Magic Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. A new Magic doc. Are you kidding?
I'm in it. I'm taking notes.
Feels like my birthday.
I'm trying to understand the blueprint, Buck. Show it to me.
Anytime, Jay Will. Gotcha, you know man. It, baby.
Magic, great
me.
To see you as always. Oh,
God bless you guys.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. The madness continues. Westwood One, NCAA Radio Network.
And the Heels kick their rivals to the curb on their way to their 12th national title game. And in the process, end the career of the Hall of Fame coach Mike Krzyzewski.
Can you just reflect on your career and what it's meant to
you? I'd rather not. I'm not thinking about my career right now.
This is ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Not the first time we've heard of Houdini recently. Still bang. Still bangers, one after another. Houdini, one of the greatest albums of all time. Jerry Stackhouse, Vanderbilt head coach, All-American at UNC, is with us now on Keyshawn, J. Willimax on ESPN Radio. Coach, how was it seeing UNC beat Duke on Saturday night?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen, and Jay. Man, it's awesome, man, to be able to see those guys from where they started this year to come back and end the career of, I mean, I first got to start off, man. Jay stayed in my DM. You know, he was giving me a hard time about how we didn't do this for Coach K, and he stays in my DM. I hadn't heard anything from him since that game. I'm wondering why.
And you will not, Jerry. There will be radio silence for me for a long time. I'm trying to go away. Put me in a hole, man.
I understand. But no, man, we're super excited for tonight, for our guys, for Hubert. You know, some struggles early in the year, you know, having the Carolina Nation really at his neck, and now he has an opportunity to win a national championship. So we're happy and proud of what he's accomplished and super happy for our student athletes and what they're doing right now.
Jay?
Hey, Stack, so when you look at that game, Duke losing to UNC, and UNC and Hubert Davis taking care of business, now that they get a chance to go up against Kansas, how do you think they'll fare tonight?
Man, I think it's going to be a battle of the bigs. I think with Bakai, hopefully his ankle is 100% because McCormick had an unbelievable game. They didn't even really use Lightfoot, so I mean, he's going to have fresh legs. So I think it's going to come down to who controls the paint. I think the guard play, who's going to be able to control it. Baji, I thought Leaky Black did a great job on A.J. Griffin, kind of, you know, kept him in check in that game. R.J. Davis was really good at the point of attack. You know, him controlling their point guard is going to be huge as well. I think defense is what won the game to get to the national championship, and that's going to be the same case tonight.
Stack, congratulations, I guess. I got to ask you, big brother, man. Like, I mean, you've been in this coaching game for a while now. And describe how difficult it is for a guy like Hubert, who literally a month ago, man, like, no, I don't think anybody expected North Carolina. We were wondering if they would actually make the tournament. But to fill the shoes of a guy like Roy Williams in his first year to go to a national championship game, I mean, what that you never hear about that.
Well, I think it's, man, I think the succession plan was in place. Again, I think that, you know, obviously they had to do some, you know, just to kind of save face. They spoke to a couple former players about possibly. I think everybody knew it was going to be Hubert. I think it was with, you know, with Roy Williams, with him being there, with him still probably, you know, wanting to have his input and his hand into things. Even though, you know, Hubert has changed the style of play different from what Coach Williams did, he still has an imprint there. You still see him at every game. You still see his faith involved. And I don't think if you bring anybody from the outside, that would be the case. And I think it's a similar case with John and what's going to happen there with Coach KK. He's still going to be in the mix. It's still, you know, even though everybody's like a farewell tour, you're still going to see his presence there, and rightfully so. Those guys deserve to be a part of this next phase as you grow out of, you know, of their legacy. But I think for Hubert, man, it was some tough moments. There's rough moments, especially when you have, when you're a blue blood and you have that type of fan base, when things don't go well. I always say the first guy in the door, you know, after a legend is the one that normally gets shot. But I think Hubert has done a good job of stepping to the forefront and handling those bullets tremendously well. I think his faith allows him to do it, and just his, you know, his personality and who he is has allowed him to really, these kids to gravitate to him and be able to put him in this great position.
Jerry Stackhouse, Vanderbilt head coach, 1995 first team All-American at UNC and two-time NBA All-Star, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Jerry, now that UNC has an opportunity to make it number 7 in NC2A championships with Duke sitting, I know, Jay, I'm getting ready to start something. With
it.
Duke sitting at 5, how far do you separate yourself at 7, your program, from that Duke Blue Devil program?
Well, Well, no, I mean, I think it's going to be huge, man. I think we want to continue to get separation from them. But, I mean, I think for us purists, our basketball, you know, folk that really, like, we're at this stage right now, let's go ahead and get the job done. My son went to UNC. He's 25. And I saw on his Instagram post, he doesn't even care about the game tonight. Only thing he cared about was beating Duke because, again, he's still there. And for those people that's in that area, it's more about the bragging rights. Yeah, it'd be good to go up two on them, but we're already up one on them. So, you know, we feel safer. They still got to get another one just to tie us.
Woo!
So I think we definitely want to get the separation. But, man, to take care of business at Cameron, to come to the Final Four on the biggest stage and, you know, send K off the way that he did to beat Duke. For a lot of folks, that's already the national champion. It's just going to be a cherry on the top to get Kansas tonight.
They'll never be able to change that stack. Never.
I got no comment, Stack.
That's got to be so. That's just got to be just on a personal level. When you saw it, Jerry Stackhouse, I know we're up against it here. We got to get to the commercial, but I just got to know personally, as you're watching that unfold, what does that feel like?
Man, it was just, it was competitive greatness. I mean, I just thought guys stepped up and made big shots. I think that the love shot is going to be one that's going to be remembered forever. I mean, it was highly contested. I mean, as a basketball guy, I mean, it's like the guard, you know, defensive guard should have gotten to the ball a little bit more to not let him get to the middle. You want to try to keep it on the side. He got Leaky Black set a great screen. He stepped up and made a big play, man, one that's going to be remembered forever. But, you know, again, I thought there was some kind of ill-advised timeouts. But, again, that's just from a coaching standpoint. I thought they gave us some opportunity to set up some things and didn't really have any timeouts late, you know, going late into that game that helped us down the stretch.
Jerry Stackhouse, ladies and gentlemen, those words, oh, how they hurt Jay, because he agrees with them.
Hubert out-coached us, man.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, right, Coach.
Thanks, but no thanks, Stack.
Do better, Jay. Do better.
Vanderbilt head coach, brother. Jerry
Stackhouse. Appreciate you guys, baby.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
What we have here, Jay, last night, was Gino Auriemma, for the first time that he's ever been to the finals, losing, right? It's not that he's won the finals every single year, but 14 straight Final Fours. Every time he's been to the finals until now, 11 straight times, he's won the whole thing. That's unheard of. And Key J, it got us to thinking about, like, undefeated streaks, right? Because if you keep going long enough, someone's going to get you. Someone like a Rocky Marciano in boxing, heavyweight champ, retired undefeated, didn't start fighting world-class fighters till towards the end of his career. Floyd Mayweather, retired undefeated, he pick and choose. He fought a lot of great fighters, but he was at times careful about when he fought certain guys. Not like that in sports like basketball and football, where you got to play whoever's there. Michael Jordan, 6-0. You know, what are the other great undefeated streaks in the history of sports?
Terry Bradshaw, 4-0, right?
Joe Montana. I mean, anytime I think about anything, I get it. Boxing, I got it, Max. The, you know, Floyd Mayweather, whoever, Rocky Marciano, the whole deal. But when I think about undefeated, first person I always go to is Michael Jordan. Because Michael Jordan was really, clearly the first person in my era as far as I can remember, that this conversation of undefeated came up. We were not talking about Joe Montana's undefeated streak because Joe did it before Jordan, but we're not talking about Joe, or we weren't talking about Bradshaw. Once Jordan did the 3-0, then the 3-0, we put it together and was like 6-0. And so that's the first time that it started to really resonate and come up.
But Key, you know what's so interesting about that though? Like when people make mention of Jordan 6-0, like I see it that way, but it's also like nobody then talks about all the times he got bounced early.
That's true.
You know what? But it's interesting. It gets memory.
It's true,
but then because when we have the conversation about LeBron, people like to use the fact that LeBron's gotten there so many times and not gotten over the hump, and it's used against him, and people don't know how hard it is actually to even get there.
Yeah, but Jordan.
But when you get to a championship and you win versus losing. See, he went to the last thing, Max.
Yeah,
and won six times, the last thing before vacation.
The other thing about Jordan is every time he had another all-star, just one more. There were two seasons in his whole career where he played with another all-star and didn't win the championship. Scottie Pippen's first all-star season where he had the migraine, so he was without an all-star. Seventh game against the defending champs. And then when he came back without his basketball legs the end of that season before the next three-peat. Otherwise, give Jordan an all-star, he wins the championships in under seven games.
You voted at KJ and Max on Twitter, and we listen. It's time for Choose Your Own Adventure.
I'm going to be confined places.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, your smart speakers. Choose Your Own Adventure. You produce the show. You vote in it on Twitter, at KJ and Max. USC's, that's South Carolina's, national title. You want us to talk about that?
Don't try to throw no shade at USC, Max, because Columbia don't have one in water polo.
17%.
I get him, Key.
17%. Want us to talk about that? That loss to Colin Kaepernick throwing for Michigan, right? We're at Michigan. 17.2%.
He did a good job, I guess. I mean,
well, you know. Both those lose to the future of the Duke Blue Devils.
Why are you looking at me?
27.4%. But the winner by far is the DK Metcalf trade rumors, 38.3%. Here is Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter on SportsCenter this morning on Metcalf being available in a trade.
He is a name that's been buzzing in league circles in a big way. I've talked to some executives who think that maybe he would welcome a change, or maybe Seattle might be willing to move him at the right price. But on the same token, the team has made publicly clear that they want to re-sign him. And I'm told Metcalf has got some indications behind the scenes that they want to keep him in their long-term plans. So something has to give, but it is all about the contract. He's a year away from free agency. Would be big money.
That would be yesterday morning, 10 a.m. SportsCenter, that he said that. So Metcalf, Key, I don't know, is he a difference maker?
Well, I mean, he could be a difference maker for somebody to trade him. Look, here's the way that I see DK. I like him. He's a phenomenal player. But I don't believe that when you are the Seattle Seahawks, that DK Metcalf is the guy that's going to take your team to the Super Bowl. I think he could go to another team that's looking for a playmaking, big-time, home run hitting wide receiver and add some value to that. If I'm Seattle, give me what you got. Tell me what you got, and you can have DK Metcalf. Make it so that I say no, because I really don't want to pay a guy $30 million, $95 to $100 million over the next 3 years to play wide receiver for me, and I'm not going to the championship. Doesn't work for us.
Key, what do you think is missing there with him, though? Because obviously, physically, everything's there, right? It's just the mental side? Like, what's...
No, nothing's missing.
But for him not to be a game changer for you,
I think he, in 17 games, he'll have 6 games that's eye-popping, and then the other, 11 or 9 or 8, he just gets bottled up. He disappears at times in the course of the games, and so it makes you go, well, I don't know that I want to spend $30 million for the inconsistency.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's get back to the Lakers.
That's going to do it from here as the Denver Nuggets win it 129-118. Jokic with 38 points, 18 rebounds. Anthony Davis gave it a good run this afternoon.
It sucks. It sucks telling these guys every game, proud of you, good effort, we lost. And it's just disappointing to come in and, just keep saying we fell short.
So Magic Johnson was making the rounds here at ESPN Seaport this morning, and he was on this program, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, and he said this about the Lakers and DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan, he wanted to play for the Lakers. This man is having an MVP season. I got the call from his agent. Said, hey, man, we want to come home. I know Aaron Goodwin very well. He know Aaron. So he called me. I said, okay, let me call Rob. Bam. Hey, I passed. I said, hey, talk to Aaron. You guys work that out. I'm out of it now. And it didn't happen. But they were negotiating. And then here comes this Westbrook thing out of nowhere.
So why did the Lakers pass, Magic? Here is Magic Johnson on Get Up.
DeRozan could have been a Laker instead of a Bull. We could have made that deal. But when Russell and LeBron and them start talking, that's when they nixed that deal and went with Westbrook, and he became a Laker instead of DeRozan.
Well, LeBron the GM may have interfered with LeBron the player there, Jay.
I mean, but like that, that's an indictment on Rob Pelinka. Like, at some point, you have to tell your best player, this is what's best for us right now. And, Key, that's always been my thing. Like, I've wondered about when I saw LeBron in Miami, the dynamic between Pat Riley and him, there was a respect level there. And it feels like that level of respect between him and Rob Pelinka is nowhere close to the same level it was with Pat Riley, because LeBron got his way. And if you're, as a basketball realist, when that deal first went down, I came on the show, I'm like, Buddy Hield was a way better fit with how AD and LeBron play. Yeah. DeMar DeRozan, a mid-range assassin, defensively brings a different dynamic to their team. Those seem like way better fits than Russell, who is a version of LeBron but just watered down, which is still an all-star, but it's not the same. That's a major problem.
But see, I think there's a couple things that's underlying here. Aaron Goodwin used to be LeBron James' agent. He was LeBron James' first agent. It wasn't a clean break, so to speak, when they separated and went in a different direction. DeMar DeRozan is now represented by Aaron Goodwin. I think there was some feelings that played in play there with LeBron making a decision to go with Westbrook, and he liked Westbrook, but he convinced – or not convinced, but he had, and he didn't get his way, but he had, like Magic said, superstar players have always had a voice in the situation when it comes to putting a team together and going out and getting pieces. Stars have always had a voice. His voice just was louder with Rob Pelinka. And that's to say, LeBron James, and I understand people think Rob Pelinka is a general manager and he knows more basketball than LeBron James. I would argue and say Rob Pelinka doesn't know as much basketball as LeBron James just because he was an agent. It's very easy for me to find Jay Will. But it's not, very easy for me to find Kobe Bryant.
It's not about knowing basketball. It's about knowing personality traits and what fit is. Like that's
– yeah, but if you don't know basketball and you don't know personality traits, and the personality traits is – I'm not messing with DeMar DeRozan, who's represented by somebody that I had an issue with, and my agent and Rich Paul has an issue with. We not getting ready to put no money in his pocket again.
Yep, then you may want to move on to someone else. But
that's all I'm saying.
He chose to move on to Westbrook, and it did not work. Like, I agree. Who knows more basketball than LeBron? So it's more of an indictment of his GMing in that case, letting other things come into
factor
in.
Absolutely.
That the Lakers now find themselves in this situation. Of course, did deliver them a championship pretty recently. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.